Tell us about your granddaughter and her connection and affiliation with Ronald McDonald House.
Our granddaughter, Alana, she was diagnosed with a mixed phenotype leukemia in March of 2021. And we come from a small town, South River, and they flew us to Ottawa, where we had to stay in the hospital for about 5 weeks. And then the Ronald McDonald House became our home away from home while we were in Ottawa.
Alana, who's now 15, how's she doing, by the way?
She's doing good. She's really doing well. She's back at school full time.
Terry Lynn, what would be the option if you couldn't have stayed at Ronald McDonald House?
Staying in motels, I guess. I have no family. We have no family down there. So we needed a place that we could call home for that amount of time. It was an amazing facility, or still is amazing facility. Mm-hmm. From the volunteers to the management staff to the housekeeper, they all become friends while you're there. And you meet lots of families that need the use of the home also. So you get a lot of great relationships and support through them.
Well, we're here this morning and we keep hearing the word home. And really, when you walk through the front doors of Ronald McDonald House on the CHEO campus, boy, does it feel like home. Every sense of the word. And it's exactly what families need.
Absolutely, it is. The staff, they greet you every morning with a smile. How are you doing? You know, coming back from the hospital, you know, they're always asking how things are going. You know, they are there for your support kind of thing, right? So, and at the end of the day, some days you really need that support when it's been a rough day, you know, so you can come back there to relax and kind of get a little bit of normal back in your routine. They have lots of, they have a therapy dog that comes in. That was a highlight for Alana to see the therapy dog every week when she was feeling up to it. Just gives them that bit of therapy and that comfort that they need. She loves her animals, so it was a great thing for her to have that right there at the house to come and enjoy.
You guys are actually, there's a photo of you guys on the 50-50 link on the website for Ronald McDonald House Ottawa. I encourage everyone to, when you're buying your 50-50 tickets, check out Terry Lynn and Alana's story. And I love seeing Isaac. He's such a cute boy, isn't he?
Oh, he's amazing. he's so relaxed, and he just, the kids just love him.
Oh, you know?
And it's so nice to have that for them to enjoy while they're there and going through what they're going through.
Well, absolutely. And as you had mentioned, Alana spent 323 nights at Ronald McDonald House. And I couldn't imagine what a hotel bill, for instance, of that length would amount to. So these are the reasons why we are so fiercely proud of Ronald McDonald House and what they can offer families that are going through very serious treatment at CHEO.
Exactly. And not only do they support the people that are going through it, are the families, like her papa, Glenn, and her sister, Stephanie, who was 15 at the time, they were welcomed into the home also. So for 3 months at the beginning of our treatment, they were there for our support too. So that's a huge, huge part of things. You need that support to help you get through things. And it was welcomed, you know, they were welcome to come in and be there for support for Alana, support for myself, and it made the journey a lot easier.
Terry Lynn, please say hello to Alana from us.
We will. Thank you very much.
We really appreciate your time this morning.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.